What's good, everybody? Y'all already know what time it is. Let's get back into the session, my man. I'm okay. Sorry about the last podcast that I put out there, man. I was going through some depressed times, and man, I'm gonna tell you right now, it was hard out there for me, man, for real. So we're just gonna talk about some things, and hopefully we can just go with the flow or whatever, you know. So let's see what we gonna talk about, okay? But how's everybody day today? I hope everybody day was good and relaxing. You know, a couple days been for me, been good. You know, ever since I made that video, I've been having good things happen to me. Blessed be the name of Yahweh, you know, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're just gonna see what's going on, see what's popping in this world. My ankle hurt real bad, man. Y'all ankle ever hurt when y'all at work, or is this just me? Man, I'm telling you. Let's see what we got going today. And ain't nothing to really talk about. How about just play y'all some music and y'all can just jam out to that? Alright, people, let's do it. Shall we?
Streets, you make sure your home is straight. I be politicking with the freaks, and I know everything has changed. Everything with you and me, 'cause you know where my heart is, girl. In my bed we sleep. I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope we make it rain. For rich or poor, we won't be broke, but baby, even if a nigga ain't rich, remember me like this. Just like this. Remember me like this. Just like this. I know my loyalty, you waiting on it, but you had it since the day you met it. Now I lose my way, girl.
Yo, what's up with y'all? I'm back on it, y'all. Man, I wonder where everybody live at, man. That's what I want to know. Like, where do everybody live at? I know where I live at. It's neat, nice. It's, like, decent out here and whatever, shit like that. But, man, it's some places I don't recommend people to live at. Like, Indiana, for instance. The Hoosier State ranks 48 in the public health funding per capita. According to the United States Foundation, spending approximately $55 per person in 2020 that has not been helpful in getting through the pandemic. While hospitals were generally adequate, Indiana's COVID-19 vaccination rates have lagged, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control. Y'all, I couldn't go there, man, because you're telling me a lot of people out there getting in fucking COVID and shit, you know what I'm saying? The hospital, you know, resources out of there. The weakness about Indiana, like the weak points is the public health funding, voting rights, inconclusive, and air quality. You said, man, air quality? You tell me they got bad air in Indiana, bro? Come on, like, what the fuck? Man, Louisiana. First off, we all know Louisiana's not a good place to live at. Not unless you want to feel like, you know, going through hurricanes and shit. That's out of there. And then their crime is up there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody feel like dying every day, you know? It's crazy. And they really don't got no voting rights out there either. Arkansas was already no picnic. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? So, it includes sweeping new restrictions on mail and absentee voting, stricter ID requirements, and prohibitions against supplying food or water to voters in line. Wow. Wow, and the air quality sucks too, man. Oh my god, you can't. If I'm waiting in line to vote, I better get some motherfucking water out there. For shit. If I don't, I guess ain't nobody getting a vote for this time. Alabama. I know what y'all thinking. Incest is a motherfucker out there, boy. But crime is another one, man. Man, this state has the third highest rate of diabetes, bro. What the fuck do they eat out there? They can get that much diabetes. Like, come on now. That's crazy. Let's not forget about Georgia. Georgia. My man, Georgia is like
Wow, that says the peace state. Man, the peace state allows no excuse absentee voting, while President Joe Biden's home state of Delaware does not. That's crazy. I can't believe that shit, man. Man, everybody got air quality issues right here, man. That's crazy. Tennessee. Man, we know their crime rate is above the limit. You feel me? They always on first 48 and shit like that. Wow. Look, check this out. It says, Tennessee lawmakers took aim at the state's transgender population in a big way in 2021, passing a flurry of bills, including a ban on transgender girls participating in girls' sports, restrictions on the use of public bathrooms and school locker rooms, and a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. If people want to change who they are as a person, by all means, let them. But don't allow them to come in there and try to use the restroom with us. You know what I'm saying? Or females. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my girl going in the restroom and then all of a sudden she see a whole nother dude that's supposed to be a female that's in there. Man, you might as well act gay if you want to do that. Be like Lil Nas X. See how he living his life? He living it happy. Be like him. Alright? Shit. Man, that's crazy. Where? Missouri. That's... Missouri is a fucking crazy place to live at, apparently. It's one of just 6 states that does not allow universal early voting. You cannot vote early for shit. You gotta vote on time, bro. That's crazy. They got one of the highest rates with robbers. I can't say the word. Burglary and aggravated assault. Among the most prevalent in the most recent FBI crime statistics. That's crazy. I wouldn't. Who would have thought Missouri would be that type of place? Nevada and Missouri is tied, bro. That's crazy. How can you be tied in the top 3? Like, shit. Man, they just got voting rights. You know what I'm saying? That's the strength. But the weakness is like, air quality once again. Man, hell no. These niggas say Texas number 2. Boy, that's why I live. I live at Texas. These niggas here. Texas ain't that bad. At least we ain't got air quality. But it's true. Public health funding sucks ass down here, man. I'm telling you that right now. Last but not least, you would not believe who number 1 on the list. In order to find out, how about we just, we're gonna come back, I'm gonna tell y'all.
Never been before, but you rip a fuck a dog. Girl, I made you need.
I'm back. So y'all want to know the number one worst place to live at ever? Y'all guessing, y'all right. Arizona, yes. Even though it has the natural beauty and abundant, the Grand Canyon State, but so is ozone, particularly in heavy populated. Maricopa County, the home of Phoenix, and to some of the worst air quality in the nation. It is stingy when it comes to public health funding, and it also has a shortage of doctors and mental health providers. You know why? Because it's fucking hot out there. And then when it comes to cold, it's cold as fuck. Even though there's no evidence of election fraud in Arizona, and not for lack of trying to find it, state lawmakers, passed new restrictions on mail voting this year. Because nobody wants to come outside. It's too damn hot over there in Arizona, man. Frying eggs on fucking steps and shit, on fucking cement, on fucking everything. It's hot, nigga. It's probably so damn hot out there the cement melts. The fuck? They get us. They get an elf in their state. What? Texas get a what? An elf too. Shit. Okay, never mind. Talking shit. The strengths in Arizona are none. None. They fail in all metrics. That means their weakness is air quality, public health funding, crime, inclusiveness. Like, come on, bro. How you fail in all metrics? Like, psh. Boy, y'all out of whack for that. You know, everybody got different opinions, though. You know what I'm saying? So, some people may think, oh, you know, Texas is the best place to live in. It's not. Yeah, maybe some fun shit out here to do, but it's not. It's not the best place to live at. Texas fucking suck. I ain't gonna lie to you. Texas sucks so bad. I wouldn't recommend nobody living in Texas. You know? Texas is like horrible as fuck. Horrible. But you wanna come to Texas, you can come on here. I wanna go to New York either. New York got them rats. Rats that build like raccoons in Texas. Hell nah, boy. I couldn't do that. Nope. Couldn't do it at all. But let's see what's on the radio.
Grandpa used to make me sit there every single time.
How's the ride, kid?
Terrible. I have to sit on the hump.
Introducing second row captain's chairs in the all-new ruggedly redesigned 2022 Nissan Pathfinder.
Make sure y'all go get that Nissan Pathfinder, man, because that's where it will be at, man, for real. A Nissan Pathfinder is everything that you can dream of, man. Off-road, on-road, you know what I'm saying? Four-wheel drive, got all of it. Make sure y'all go check it out, all right? But, yeah. So, everybody know. Who's y'all favorite comedian? Like, my favorite comedian is Kevin Hart. He's my all-time favorite. I mean, Chris Rock is hella funny. I ain't gonna lie. Matter of fact, let's listen to some comedians. Y'all want to listen to some comedians? Y'all want to laugh a little bit? But first, let me listen to my song. Y'all know the song.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself.
Thank you.
know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise. It moves us along. Yeah, my heart is full and my door's always open. You come anytime you want. Yeah, I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for the girl with her broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay alive.
Y'all know what that is. She Would Be Loved by Maroon 5. Make sure y'all check that song out. That's my shit. And if y'all don't know about it, then guess what? Y'all are weak-minded as people. And y'all don't like good music. That's all I'm saying. Yep. Y'all don't like good music. I'm just saying. I listen to rap. I listen to rock. I listen to country. I listen to pop. I listen to whatever makes me feel good because I am my own person. The people around me don't define who I am. That's how everybody should be. You feel me? I'm going to tell y'all 8 warning signs you're mentally, emotionally exhausted. The first one, you're easily irritated. The second one, you feel completely unmotivated, even to do things you normally enjoy. Number 3, you're experiencing anxiety or panic attacks. Okay, make sure y'all stay safe and be careful. Number 4, you're having trouble sleeping. Either it takes you hours to fall asleep or your sleep is broken all through the night. Number 5, you have the most... You have almost no patience and you find yourself being short with colleagues and family. Number 6, you're experiencing indigestion. You have a low-grade stomach ache and all the time or feel like there's butterflies in your stomach. Number 7, you start crying unexpectedly. Number 8, and final foremost, you feel detached from reality. You go through your days without really emotionally responding or connecting to anything you feel or anything you feel empty. So you make sure you pause a day, you know, take your time out, and you just be chill, you know what I'm saying? Because people think because you be chill that you soft. Like, no, you're protecting them from you, and you know where you're going to take that shit that you upset with, you know? So make sure y'all just, you know what I'm saying, take it easy. You know, sometimes I talk brutal, honest, over sounding mind games any day. You don't want to hurt me with the truth? RP, rip me open and throw the words in. Trust me, when I say that hurts a lot less than indifference, use your words like grown-ups, okay, people? Don't sit there and talk, okay? Man. Y'all heard about Family Guy going off of a fucking Adult Swim and Disney's gonna take over that? Boy, I'm so sad about that. That's like saying, you know, when I heard about that, I was like, man, you're giving me a wonderful life. I love you all. Like, and I'm so sad that it has to go like that. And it hurts me so bad. Yes, it does. I'm so sorry. So, Adult Swim is out of my life now.
Because Family Guy's no more into it.
You know, I think Disney bought it. I'm not even gonna lie. You know.
It's crazy.
I can't believe it. You know, the older you get, you just want somebody that's good for yourself. So make sure y'all find somebody out there that's good for yourself. I know I'm saying random shit, man. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck. That's what I do, people. I say random shit on here all the time, man. And there's nobody out here that's going to stop me from saying random shit. So, yep. I'm about to watch Mr. Beast give away money. And honestly, I don't want to watch it with y'all. So, I'm about to dip and leave y'all hanging. We will come back later on, listen to some comedies or whatever. But until then, y'all have a great day. Y'all stay blessed up. Make sure y'all get them Oreos, man. Y'all go to Walmart or H-E-B, wherever y'all go shopping. And make sure y'all get them Oreos with all Pokemon on it. Make sure y'all find all 60 Pokemon. I promise you, them Oreos taste the fucking best for some reason. Love y'all. Thank y'all for watching my, listening to my, podcast. Keep listening. Keep tuning in. Make sure y'all like, subscribe to me. And I love y'all. I do. I love all y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all.